Good evening, Dr. Schneck. Getting a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Ricky, R-I-C-K-E-Y, Lacko, L-A-C-K-O. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 3/28/23, Mr. Lacko performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. And there's a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 or FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction period in the paragraph. Compared to a prior study dated 9/22/22, there's been no significant change period in the paragraph impression. Moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Henry Rabin, R-A-B-O-N. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 3/28/23, Mr. Rabin performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/20/22, there's been no change period of paragraph impression. Moderate restriction without airways obstruction without bronchoreactivity showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Ruby Wolf. This goes to Dr. Scott Girard. On 3/28/23, Mrs. Wolf performed the 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the rim air saturation was 97% period. Patient did achieve 194 meters in 6 minutes, although she did pause at 5 minutes and 10 seconds due to a desaturation of 87% period. She was able to resume her walk without further drops in oxygen period. New paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without significant demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Howard Gibson. This goes to Dr. Harry Pardis. On 3/28/23, Mr. Gibson performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, rim air saturation was 97% period. After walking 234 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 96% period. And paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Susan Stevens. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 3/28/23, Mrs. Stevens performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a minimal degree of airways obstruction without significant improvement after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/20/22, there's been no significant change period in the paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Marion Brown. This goes to Dr. Shaw. On 3/28/23, Mr. Brown performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. The moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index is greater than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility of airways obstruction with a residual minimal restriction of lung volume, period. Paragraph impression, minimal to moderate restriction with a reversible degree of airways obstruction, period. Period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Patricia Reed. This goes to Goshen Medical. On 3/28/23, Mrs. Reed performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, period. There was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/23/22, there's been improvement period in paragraph impression. Minimal reversible airways obstruction with improvement after bronchodilators, showing improvement compared to 8/23/22.